assimilation for the purpose of surviving.
Of surviving. My dad was 24 years old, married with a kid in a foreign country, no college degree. You have to assimilate. You got mouths to feed. You dig
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. So what do you do? What do you do now at work? Like, what do you have to do to be considered? Or what do you do now to fit in at work?
I'm trying to fit in. I'm trying to get my job done. When I
He's going again.
I don't love my job, right? So there's that. But, but you know, it's all bullshit because it's always the elephant in the room. Where are you from?
Yeah.
Just tell me, like, let's just have that conversation. Like, oh, my family's Jamaican. Where are you from? You're Asian, but I don't want to say Chinese because you might be Korean or some shit, and then I'm a racist because I don't know where the fuck you're from, right? So I want to know that. I want to know where you're from. I want to know about, because just if I'm spending 14 hours, 12 hours a day with you, and we're hardwired to have prejudices based on skin, based on where you live, based on you being a man or a woman, let's just get that shit out the way so we can
talk about it.
You feel what I'm saying?
So do you think that that would be a solution to put everyone at ease?
I'm not saying to have a forum. I'm just saying let's not pretend like we don't have that. Like I'm not seeing you once a month. I'm seeing you every day at 8 in the morning till 11 at night. So let's not pretend like you're not a feminist and you hate men, so you treat me this way. Let's not pretend like, you know, you grew up in XYZ neighborhood and your observation of black people has been this.
So we're not, and so this goes across all cultures, genders, whatever, values, because this is not, code switching is not, I guess as it pertains to black people, as a way to put the white man at ease. It's to put everyone at ease. Even the black man.
Right. It's code switching is...
Yet you feel uncomfortable doing it.
It's easy. Code switching is... you see a black dude... I was 23, crossing the street, because I worked at Prudential in Newark, right? And there's different buildings across Newark that you walk to for work, right? So there's a young black dude walking, and I'm walking opposite direction. I'm with my white boss, young guy, 27. And he sees me and I see him, and we both... What's going on? Like, just a nod. He was like, do you know my boss? Like, do you know him? I was like, no. So why'd you say hello? He said, is that black thing that y'all do? I said, yes. Because he sees that I'm in a sea of white and he's in a sea of white. So I know what it took for him to get there. And he knows what it took for me to get here. Right? So you just acknowledge that. Right?
So let's talk aesthetics real quick because we gotta go. Yeah, what do you do? What do people do in general when it comes to clothing?
Oh,
fashion, facial hair.
You have a low haircut. You keep low haircut, minimal facial hair. Facial hair has to be maintained, right? It's dead serious.
I know this is real.
The first thing I did when I left the corporate finance world was grow my fucking hair out. That was my protest. I grew up my beard and my hair. That's my protest. This was 3 years ago. Grew my hair and my beard. That was my fuck you. Now I can look the way I want to look, right?
Right.
My first high school made basketball players shave their face. That's emasculating. Why am I shaving my face? I'm 14. I have a beard and a mustache. Why do I need to get rid of the thing that makes me at that age feel like a man? In college, same thing. Players can't have facial hair. That's bullshit. I never agreed with that. That was always like a thing I took personally. Like, why do I need to shave my motherfucking face, right? So when I get to a place where I can do that, you get into the fashion industry, I'm growing my hair out. I'm growing my beard out. You dig what I'm saying? But now it's time to interview again. Cut your hair. Shave your face. Right?
So you kind of work in fashion a little bit.
This company is much different. This is a retail company, but it feels like a law firm. It's different.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? The aesthetics are different.
And but then what are the differences then between attire and hair and all that between a black person and a white person? Black man and a white man. Are there differences?
White men aren't expressing themselves as... Black expression is through language, through art, through... It's physical. Culturally, white expression doesn't appear to come through that lane. So, yeah, there's white guys who dress differently and look differently, but I don't think that's their cultural expression. Braids, like women who have braids, is a rich significance in Africa. Like, braids mean something. Dreadlocks mean something. It's become fashion, but it means something to people. Having a buzz cut or a comb over has no cultural significance to that person.
Right.
So when I have to cut my hair, if I want dreads, that you know, there's a certain stifling of expression or self-identity.
Okay.
Right? Because I'm already outside of my cultural comfort zone, so
right.
Why can't I look the way that I want to look without the fear of he's a Rasta, he smokes weed.
Right.
Right?
Right. Now, what about, real quickly. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's 1:30.
Yeah.
What time? Okay, so how do you go to the train? What do you need to do?
Catch the 2 or 3 downtown. Yeah, I think it leaves at like 2:11. Let me check.
Are you gonna get there? Okay, one more question.
Yeah, yeah.
Two more questions. when it comes to navigating the outside world, let's just talk about the outside world just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Police.
Hmm.
You know, yeah, there's okay.
That's honestly a whole other conversation.
But it's is there code switching anything?
Of course.
So let's talk about it real quick.
I don't want to get fucking shot, and I've always felt like that. And I've been profiled because I was black, and I've been. As many good encounters I've had bad.
Right.
I mean, sorry, as many bad I've had good. So,
right.
If I've been pulled over twice or been in cars where we were pulled over and pulled out of the car, I've been pulled over and let go.
Okay.
Because there's the, good afternoon, officer, how are you? Yes, I have my registration, my license, anything else you need? You got to play that up. You feel like a bitch, you feel like a hoe, you feel like, I'm only doing this because I can get shot in my head. I'm not doing this because you deserve that respect or I did anything wrong. Right, but because I appeared as non-threatening as possible, I was let go. But now,
what were you wearing?
I don't remember. They'll shoot. We know this.
Yeah.
They'll shoot. Is it an epidemic? The media will make you think it's an epidemic, but cops been killing niggas for a long time.
Right.
Right. So I don't get caught up in the hoopla of all these other dudes getting killed. I get caught up in if I can't police the police. I can't police your cultural. Viewpoints of whatever. I can only police myself. If I know that if I get loud or run or curse, you'll be more on edge. You probably have PTSD because you've been policing people in the hood for the last 10 years. To avoid that, let me just, you got it, officer. What do you need? Right?
Right.
You got it. So that's never been, it's always been 50-50 with me with cops, experience-wise. But I'm very conscious of... I want to tell cops, go fuck yourself, but you get shot in your face for that. So, but as many good cops that I know as many bad cops. I know black cops who got into the force and only pulled over and abused white people. That's fucking ridiculous. I don't agree with that. But I have one of my best friends, his father's a cop, and he's an amazing dude, so...
I've seen that there's more black cops who go after black people.
Because there's a book, The Miseducation of the Negro, where Carter G. Woodson talks about how the black man learns to be in power through the eyes of the white man. So you learn to kind of govern yourself and others with that white superiority complex. So if you give the slave power,
right.
He only knows how to enact that power
through the actions
of the oppressor. You dig what I'm saying?
Oh, it's so deep. Oh my God. So how do we change this dynamic? How do we let people be free?
I don't know. That's part 2. I gotta catch this train, y'all.
Okay, email that to me. You did a good job. I like interviewing with I don't like, this is my first question. Yeah. That was my second question. I think conversations allow for more.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool. Hope you have more time. I'm trying to tell you, man.
No. When's your interview?
What interview?